Older Black Washingtonians face a host of health challenges compared with their white peers. Chronic disease, lower life expectancy, longer travel times to health providers, worse outcomes when they get there. That's all according to a new review of the data from AARP DC. Dr. Christopher King is the chair of the Health Systems Administration Program at Georgetown University and the author of the review. He spoke to WAMU's Margaret Barthel about this study and the efforts to measure health disparities in the district.
So we looked at three core areas, right? We looked at chronic disease conditions, health services utilization, and then we looked at the socio and economic conditions. For the chronic disease piece, we looked at heart failure, diabetes, stroke, chronic pulmonary obstructive disease. In those conditions, older Black residents were 2 to 3 times more likely to be treated for those conditions than their white peers. For utilization, we looked at preventable hospitalizations and found that Black older adults were 2 times more likely to have a preventable hospitalization and also 2 times more likely to have an inpatient discharge and emergency visits 4 times higher. And for the socioeconomic conditions, we know that older Black adults who live at or below the federal poverty level, it's 4 times higher. And it's important to note in Ward 7 and Ward 8, there's only 3 full-service grocery stores to serve approximately 150,000 residents. That's a problem.
The context of rapid gentrification and displacement in DC is important here too, but maybe a little less obvious than, say, chronic disease rates. How do those neighborhood forces impact health?
What residents have told us is that their communities have just changed so dramatically that it's unrecognizable to them. Residents are reporting that they have a high housing cost burden. And this means that they're spending at least 30% of their income on basic housing expenses. Well, how do you live a full life when you're struggling just for housing? So those conditions over time become very cumulative, right? And it has an impact on our bodies physiologically.
The burden of the pandemic fell disproportionately on Black Washingtonians. And even now, Black people in the district have lower vaccination rates. They're still vulnerable to getting sick. How do you think the health system's existing failures created this situation?
You know, if you look at who died from COVID in the city, 3 out of 4 were Black. There are many reasons for that. One was just being sick already. The other was around the pre-existing social conditions that I've already shared. And so when people have, when they're essential workers, when they are living in multi-generational households, when they are living in apartment complex with other people, your risk will be higher. I'm getting to your questions around the healthcare system, right? There's already been the trust issue, right? And the healthcare delivery system has to own that. If we can just go into the next epidemic with that mindset, and in the meantime, we have to work with communities in much more meaningful ways.
I think you've already started to answer this, but DC is in the midst of budget season. The government is setting its priorities for the recovery period after the pandemic. What could the district do to begin closing this racial health gap among seniors?
I'm very pleased with Councilman McDuffie and Councilman Gray and their commitment to applying a racial equity lens to legislation. Racial injustice is just so deeply embedded in the institutions and structures that govern our society. And to undo that, we have to be very intentional. We really have underinvested in our public health infrastructure. And what I mean by that is, do we have technology that allows us to capture what's happening in the world in real time? And do we have the resources to intervene before we see massive spread of any type of infectious disease condition?
Dr. Christopher King, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.